Ovois, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. We're on to the next door, and we have to give over here a little bit of a historical background. Yehuda ben Tabai v'Shimon ben Shotach kiblu mehem. The two G'dayle Oilam that were Mekabel from Nitai Har Beili and Yeshua ben Prachio are these two, and this was a very turbulent kufa in the history of Klal Yisrael. We're up to now the second half of Bayis Sheni. Remember that Yosef ben Yehuda and Yosef ben Yochanan was the first kufa of the persecutions of the Yevonim, the period of what's called the Shmad, which predates the revolt of the Chashmonaim. The kufa right after the Nes of Chanukah, which is the beginning of the establishment, a number of years after the original Nitzochon of Yehuda, Chashmonai, Yehuda Maccabi and his brothers, Shimon, Yochanan, and Elazar. Eventually, one after one, they were all killed in battle. But before they were all killed, Shimon, one of the brothers, had already established a Malchus, a kingdom of Chashmonaim, and that became a hereditary Malchus, and that was the first kufa of that, when they were still completely Oduk in Das Torah, and they were completely the Shem Shemayim, was the kufa of Yeshua ben Prach and Nitei HaBeili. There was a deterioration, Klal Yisrael, but at least there was a Malchus, there was an authority. Here we're moving on to the next kufa, where there was a breakdown because the Malchus of the Chashmonaim deteriorated, and the hereditary Malchus, the descendants of the original Chashmonaim, were not L'shem Shemayim, and they also had, for political reasons, they became Tzedukim. Lav Dafka that it was for ideological reasons. The Pashtus is that the Tzedukim themselves had no ideology. They were all about political expediency, which is rather true at every period of Klal Yisrael's history. The original reformers maybe were driven ideologically, but thereafter, very many people went over to alternative belief systems and not believing in Torah Hashemayim v'chulu v'chulu just because they wanted to be part of Kol Torah Mitzvahs. So the same thing happened by the Chashmonaim, and the descendants of the Chashmonaim became enemies of the Chachamim, to the point where Yanai, the grandson of Shimon, Chashmonai, was a melech. He was completely suspicious of the Am, the people. When you read Josephus, Yosefun, there's a misrepresentation. You can look at Deres HaRishonim. Those who want could see Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal's history series, where you see that there's a complete misrepresentation in making that there's three sects of Judaism. There was Kilu the Tzedukim, and the Purushim, and there was another, a third sect. Says the truth of the matter is that the overwhelming majority of Klal Yisrael were Nemun to the Chachamim. The people as a whole, when Josephus talks about the people rebelled, what he means is the followers of the Chachamim. The nation as a whole, their real rulers were the Chachmei HaTorah, were the Rosh HaSanhedrin. There was a political party, a ruling class, and they found themselves at odds, as very often you have through the ages. They find themselves at odds with Das Torah, with Halacha, with the authority of Chachmei Torah Shebaal Peh. And because of that, they develop a philosophy that goes against. And their fight against the people is really the fight against the Chachmei HaTorah. Yanai was a bitter enemy of the Chachmei HaTorah because they opposed his excesses and they opposed his running his Malchus. He was engaged in endless warfare just for glory and for money, which is totally at odds with what Klal Yisrael stands for. Yanai married into a family of Malchus, Malchus of Torah. Yanai, the king, was married to the sister of Shimon ben Shotach. And Shimon ben Shotach, the Gemara says in Brachos, had to go into hiding from his brother-in-law. At one point, there was a shayla, they needed somebody to officiate by a banquet that was in the palace. And she brought him out of hiding, and he promised not to harm him. After Yanai died, his wife, his almona Shlemetzion, became the Malka. And the real ruler of the nation for a short period of time, 7 years I think it was actually the Heilige Shimon ben Shotach, the Tana that we have over here. And at that point, Klal Yisrael flourished like never before because they were completely led by Chachmei HaTorah. To the point where it was the dogma, where in this week, Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, the dogma of the besurois and the brachos, the shefa that Klal Yisrael has when they follow the Chachmei HaTorah, when they're living in a world of Pash B'chol Kaisai, was the skyim. The wheat grew to tremendous proportions. The rain rained exactly when it was supposed to, late Friday night. It was a Mishuna Dika, wondrous tufa. It ended all too soon because she died and her two sons took over and they followed in their father's ways, and that they brought in Rome to be machriya between them, and that brought Rome's influence in the Yitzhol, which eventually, 150 years later, brought about the whole chain of calamities that destroyed Klal Yisrael, that destroyed the Churban, Al Etzem Hayom Hazeh. So we're talking about a period where there was a breakdown, there was a complete persecution of Chachmei HaTorah, and where this represented itself, you see very clearly the Mishnah is in front of us, that their Hu HaYoimer of these Gedolei Olam, Yehudim Ben Tam, Shimon Ben Shadach, was in the realm of the running of a Din Torah. These are, by the way, psokim that are Negei Halach Lamaisa and Hilchus Dayanim, Ad Hayom Hazeh. But the reason why they were said over here first is because till that point, Sanhedrin, Bezdin, is called in Parashat Mishpatim, Elikim. V'nikrav Dove El Elikim. Every Bezdin represents the authority of the Rebbein Shalom. Balei Dinim that would come into a Bezdin would stand, Be'imo, Be'iro, they were standing in front of the representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elikim Nitzav Badas Keil. The Gemara tells us. Avraham Avinu is sitting, and the Rebbein Shalom comes to him, Mavaka Chayla, Rashi brings the beginning of Pash Vayero, and the Rebbein Shalom says, Tavram, you remain sitting. It's a simin ledover that your children, Chachmei Teir Shemalpel, will sit when they're sitting Be'bezdin, and I'll stand. The Shechina stands kiviyochol while the Dayanim sit. But the Balei Dvarim have to stand. The Rambam brings down that over the last 1,000, 1,500 years, we allow Balei Dinim to sit in Bezdin because we don't anymore have the same cover, the harocha, and the glory of representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a convenience to let them sit. It's a sorry deterioration of Klal Yisrael not having that mile anymore. So here in this Tkufa, when there was a breakdown in the authority of the Sanhedrin, which we pointed out, that's why there's Shaykh to be a Machloikis, and there were times when Chachmei HaTorah had to be underground, and they had to hide, and Dayanim couldn't pass Dinei Torah. So over here we have new instructions that were probably never relevant as a whole for thousands of years before that, and all of a sudden the Chachmei HaTorah have to be Nisiachis to the fact that the respect and the Eimo Yiro Berete to Bezeya were the way one's supposed to stand in front of Chachmei HaTorah was not there anymore. This is just symptomatic of the way the whole society was, that there was a breakdown in the authority. Not by most people. Most people were still the loyal followers of the Chachamim, but there was an opposing class for the first time in the history of Klal Yisrael to the Chachmei HaTorah. So, Yehuda ben Tabai Omer, Al tas atzmecho ka'urche adayonim. Don't make yourself Orche Adayanim, we'll use a word, even though we don't like to translate into Ivrit. Today they call an Ivrit, a lawyer is called an Orech Din. Orech is somebody who arranges, he's Mesader, like Marochois, means things that are Mesuder in a file. Dayanim, that means, what it really means is like what they call today a Toyin. Two people are supposed to come into the Bezdin, and they're supposed to talk, and the Bezdin with their Koyach of Das Torah and their koyach of being choytich to get to the heart of things is supposed to be able to come out with Amitius Hadvar. When two people come in artificially, they have all their tainas arranged, and somebody is being misada, say this, don't say that. Arrange this taina, don't say that. Present this document, don't present that. What's happening is there's a falsification. Now again, getting back to what we just said, L'chayra, the authority of the Bezdin should be so overwhelming, it should be so awesome, because the Bezdin represents Elikim, that shouldn't be possible for a person to do that. Probably the first Kufa in history, when there was some type of distortion, where people would come into a Din Torah, and they would have people arranging for them, and being misunderstood their tainis, was probably this Kufa. So these are the new instructions, that a Dayan has to be forzichtig against those that would seek to be mezayif the Amitius Advarim. And he continues, When you see two people now come in, they're not two Erlich Yidin necessarily that are shtelling tzu to das Torah. They're not two Yidin that are coming droisha lekim. They're not two people that are standing by a quasi Maimon Har Sinai and listening to what Chachmei HaTorah of that Torah say. They might be coming in to disagree with das Torah. They might be coming in to be mezalzel in das Torah. Be weary. When the Baladinim come in front of you, in order to be properly prepared how to deal with them, you beinecho kirshoyim. Nothing personal, but understand that two people now, mikan ve'elech, aren't necessarily there to be makabel what the Dayanim are saying and take the proper measures to have to take care of that. Ukshniftorim milufonecho, you beinecho kizakoyim. When they go out, there you have to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. When they're there in the Din Torah, treat them with an extra level of skepticism. But when they go out, about the rave of Klal Yisrael are loyal members and Tamidim of the Chachmei HaTorah. And we assume, Kishikiblo Aleim Sadim, when they go out and they mekabel on themselves the Din, they're Erlich Yidin. They're Yidin that want to hear the Dvar Hashem. They're Yidin that want to be in this battle to Das Torah. So, B'shas the Din Torah is one anoga, when they go out, a different anoga. There's a famous story where one of the G'dayli Olam, I don't remember who it was, maybe the Beis HaLevi, was a Din Torah, and the Din Torah was in two well-known Gvirim. They're two very choshev people that both supported Torah. They're two people that had a lot of schusim, and they come in by whoever it was, one of the G'dayli Olam, for a Din Torah. And the Rav hears from the one who's introducing that these are the two people are coming, and they come in, and he speaks to them, but he doesn't look either one in the eye. There's a curt speak, and he calls each one by last name. Shaloi b'derechez. This was Adam Godel that was very close with both of these two chashuva people. And they each present, and you can see they're both shaken because they're getting a relationship, a manner of communication that they've never had before. There's somebody who they'd come into would always give a hug and a kiss and a varam shalom aleichem v'smachti with a kovet with a harocha. Kids, after the Din Torah that plays itself out on those lines, as soon as the Din Torah was over, this Adam Gadol turns to both of them and he gives them both a warm shalom aleichem v'smachti Reb Yanki v'smachti Reb Yitzchok, and he invites both of them home with him for lunch. And they're wondering about it. And he quoted this Mishnah. There's a din, how a dayan supposed to sit in a Din Torah? Kishniftarim. Both of you are my best friends. Of course, over there, if one would be close with him and one would be a stranger, you have a problem with him being the dayan because that could create, he probably would have to recuse himself. But over here, both of them were close to him, so they knew that there was no negius. Lahalocha, in this Mishnah, there's a lot of talk in the Rishonim and the Rav brings a few details, but it's really Machlek Sushen's in different places, Sugs and Ksubis, Sugs and Makis, about do we say that the discouragement of Orchei HaDayanim is only for the Dayanim to act away, because that's a siluf of the Din, or it's even for non-participants in the Din Torah, which would then turn into a Machlek, whether one should or could have a Toyin by a Din Torah, and it's a subject of controversy. How to treat the Baladinim we spoke about, the Baladinim standing and the Dayanim sitting, and Hilchos Dayanim, there's discussions about how the Baladinim have to show that they're Mekabel Aleihem Hasadin. So that's the era, and that's the fallout from Yehuda ben Tabai's instructions. Now, it's clear that this is one Tkufa, because Shimon ben Shotach, the other of the peer, gives another aspect, like we've seen by all the Zugas till now, another aspect of the same idea. The breakdown in authority and respect and hachnah for G'dayli Torah creates the first set of instructions from Yehuda ben Tabai were about how the Balei Dinim were about how the Dayanim should relate to the Balei Dinim. This is about how to relate to the Edim. There are three components in every Din Torah. The one component is the Dayanim sitting, the two parties, the Balei Dinim, and the Edim that are there to create an authenticated account of the reality, and then the Dayanim can paskin. So there was a breakdown on that also. The word Edus is not only about creating facts for the Torah, but Edus is used by the Navi to denote the whole Klal Yisrael as an Eidus that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say, when we miyachid Shema Yisbarach, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu Hashem Echod, so there's the big Ayin in Shema, there's the big Dalid in Echod, it's the word Eid. And the Svarim explained the Pshat is because the whole of Yichud Shema Yisbarach is our Eidus, we are Eidim. And all Eidus in Bezdin is a Moshul for the ultimate Eidus, which is being miyachid through Ben Shalom's presence in this world. And that's why one of the Aseres HaDibris is giving false testimony, because it's not just about this Din Torah, that if Reuven has Edim that lie for him, so that Reuven's going to get money that's not owed. It's not about the money. It's about because a false Eidus means that there's no Yisoid anymore. Chesom Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The Eidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is the foundation upon which the world stands. And Eidus Shekem means there's no Emes anymore. And again, the representatives of Emes in the world are the Chachmei HaTorah and the Sanhedrin, the Tzeyeshu B'Lishkas HaSanhedrin, on the Harab, Lishkas HaGozes, on the Harabayis. In this door, that door of Yehuda Ben Tami, Shimon Ben Shotach, where there was a breakdown, so there was a weakening of the aim of Vayira that Edom would walk in also. And because of that, over here, Mishnah Tez, Shimon Ben Shotach Haimer, Havim Marba Lachkar Sa'edim, they had to start being drilling the Edom much more. This is the halachas of Drisha v'chakir that are mavu, some are deraisa, and some are takonim derabonan, ayin, the fourth parak in Sanhedrin. V'avizoy b'dvarecha, when the edim, when the dayanim are drilling the edim, havizoy b'dvarecha, be careful what you ask and how you say it. Shema mitoichem, from the questions you ask, yilmadu l'shach, they'll learn what to say, they'll anticipate. This is not lawyers that are cross-examining a witness. A witness over there is meaningless. A witness by us represents the emes of the Bria itself. So to not be careful is not just to create a false narrative in this Din Torah, but it's to create chas v'shalom, false eidus, is oike the Bria itself. So this was the legacy, and this was their hu ha'yoimer of that door.